Welcome to my podcast, World Through a Poem's Eye, in conjunction with my website, marilynonaroll.wordpress.com, where you'll find the poems I talk about and the scripts for these podcasts. Is morality taught, or is it inherent in the human species or any species? Or are we shown the way by a supernatural power? I think it's a fair question, even though I cannot choose C because of that whole atheism thing I've got going on. Our parents certainly teach us plenty as they negotiate with us the slings and arrows of childhood, the not being invited or not inviting to a birthday party, the hurt feelings, the uncertainty around lies, the useful ones and the hurtful ones. So are the poorly parented the poorer for it morally? How else do we form our beliefs as we stumble onward in life? Books taught me a lot about how to be a decent human being. Madeleine L'Engle, in particular, offered me insights into love, into care. And The Wind in the Willows, Ratty and Mole and the Badger, for all their impatience with Toad, showed up. I got a child's version of the Bible early on because my mother, raised in the Presbyterian Church, understood it as a foundational text in this Western world. She also read me Winnie the Pooh. I take my learnings variously. And I reflect sometimes about how much I've learned from friends. I'm deeply moved sometimes when I think about how much I have learned from my friends about how to be a friend, how to be a decent person, not to mention what I've learned about music, food, art, crafts. My college education was a decent one in terms of education, but what a trove of music! My FM radio station and a handful of LPs my much older brother left behind only took me so far. In part, it's because of that awe at what I've learned from friends, how much I owe them, that this poem by Christian Wiman moves me so much. But also the sense of being left behind, that sense that no matter how hard you work, you can't keep up. Shades of cross-country ski adventures, bike rides, hikes with my hardier friends. Wait for me, I cry in my head. Wait for me. I have lost a few friends, not ones from my inner circle so far, but people I counted on to be, well, alive. It's only going to get worse. I try not to think about it. I don't mean to bum you out. Shit, I've bummed you out. Or was that me? But of course, this poem is also about beliefs, how beliefs can serve to keep you warm or exclude you, how what other people believe can make sense to you or make no freaking sense at all. And then what do? Have they gone insane? Can you still be friends with those who have gone insane? Oh, we're so complicated, we weary me. What relief do I have but that old record we danced to in high school? One friend's ensemble's sambas, that old roommate's boyfriend's favorite band. Have I ever said thank you to Dave and Edie and all those other guys for taking me to hear Muddy Waters? Anyway, what are beliefs but a way to make it through? And although we're all in this together, we're each stuck in our own heads. Beliefs are a way to get by. And sometimes we can all hum along to the same tune, and sometimes we can't. What I like about this poem is that it shows that we're all in this struggle together, this grasping after straws. And yet I'm pulled too by the terrible sense of the rush of time, the sense of the speaker being overwhelmed, and the singularity of the lonely struggles, the thin strings of individual belief. Anyway, here's the poem. All my friends are finding new beliefs. By Christian Wiman. All my friends are finding new beliefs. This one converts to Catholicism, and this one to trees. In a highly literary and hitherto religiously indifferent Jew, God womps on like a genetic generator. Paleo, keto, zone, South Beach, bourbon. Exercise regimen so extreme she merges with machine. One man marries a woman 20 years younger and twice in one brunch uses the word verdant. another's brick-fisted belligerence gentles into dementia. And one, after a decade of finical feints and teases like a sandpiper at the edge of the sea, decides to die. Priesthoods and beasthoods, sombers and glees, high-styled renunciations and avocations of dirt, sobrieties, satieties, pilgrimage to the very bowels of being. All my friends are finding new beliefs, and I am finding it harder and harder to keep track of the new gods and the new loves and the old gods and the old loves. And the days have daggers and the mirrors motives and the planets turning faster and faster in the blackness. And my nights and my doubts and my friends, my beautiful, credible friends.